Among the small producers presenting their wares at the Czech Beer Festival currently on in Prague is the Zuřák Brewery, which is run by Chris Berwelt. He moved to the Czech Republic from the United States 8 years ago and produces wheat beers and ales at his home near the small West Bohemian town of Zhurj. When we met just before the Czech Beer Festival, I asked Chris Berwelt what had brought him to this country in the first place.
My wife brought me to the Czech Republic. My wife is Czech, of course, and I met her 8 years ago, 8-9 years ago, at a brew festival in the United States. I was working for a brewery in California, and she was working for her cousin that was importing beer from Czech, and we happened to be in tents next to each other, and I think she took advantage of me while we were having, a few beers.
When you tell Czech people that you brew beer, what's their reaction? Because I think Czechs are so proud of their own beer-making skills.
Sometimes they're, a little surprised. I mean, they're like, I guess they're just surprised that I'm here doing my brewing. But beyond that, people that I've talked to and worked with, from other breweries, they've been all very supportive and very helpful, with trying to establish a brewery here, getting equipment and socializing with the right people to, try to expand what I'm doing. So everybody's been, very, very, very helpful here.
Tell us, how does your business work in terms of the scale of it?
Right now, my kind of quote-unquote brewery, which is officially Pivovar Zuřák, it's pretty much home brewing. So my facility, I'm brewing 60 liters at a time. So it's not a lot of beer. I'd say right now it's kind of my grassroots movement to get my beer out there and see how people like it and grow up from there. I, have been able to, produce enough quantity to take it into bars. It is a challenge to make enough for people to accept it because usually they don't want just one keg. They want enough keg to go on for a few days. So with one bar, Pivovarsky Klub, I did 4 50-liter kegs, and brewing 60 liters at a time, my brewing process almost takes a day. So it took a while to do that. I don't have all the right facilities, but the idea is that I'm trying to keep it small right now, keep it lean, and try to get out there and see how people, socialize it out and see how it's going to take off. Hopefully it's going to be popular enough where I can expand and get a larger brewing facility and be able to do this more efficiently.
Many Czechs, or maybe most Czechs, are proud of their beer, but the beers that they actually drink often are mass-produced and quite bland, like Staropramen or Gambrinus. What do you think is the general quality of Czech beer?
When I taste Czech beers, I compare them to U.S. beers, and if you want to talk about bland, bad beer, mass-produced bad beer, the U.S. is the king of that. From Miller to Coors to all those guys, they're actually mixing rice in with how they're doing the brewing, which makes dilutes the amount of barley, so you can't really taste the barley taste, and the rice actually takes away from the hop flavor, which is weak to start with. So coming from the U.S., the Czech beer is a quality beer, and it's something the Czechs should be proud of. I mean, as their mass produced beer, they make very good beer. Comparing to what I'm used to. So they have all the right in the world to be very proud of what they do.
What hops do you use? Because I know that a lot of the best Czech hops are now sold abroad.
Most of the beers are actually recipes that I am using from the Hoppy Brewing Company, and most of the hops are kind of traditional U.S. hops. For the most part, I've been actually, as I've made trips into U.S. and come back, I've picked up hops and brought them back. Actually, on this last trip, I probably pushed my limit. I had about 25 kilograms of hops in my bags, which were a variety of Nugget, Liberty, Cascade, and Columbus, which are things I like to brew with. When I'm trying to do traditional beers, I'm looking at using the local the sauce or the offshoots of the sauce varieties.
I presume you've tried a lot of Czech beers. What for you is the best?
Oh, I get harassed about one of my favorite beers. I like one of the mass-produced beers, Gambrinus. It's a good mass-produced beer that I like to drink a lot. If I'm looking for something special, I think usually kind of a second down mass production would be like Primator. They have a lot of good variety. I mean, when I'm looking for something different besides a lager or something, Primator is, what I like.
What has been the reaction of Czech drinkers to your beers?
I'd say it's been, very favorable. I'd say, even in the town where I'm from in Zush, the locals where you might think, we're kind of out in the country, they might want to keep more traditional with their beers, and they seem, at least they're nice enough to me to say they like it. When I did bring the beer out to the Pivovarsky Club, I had the four kegs, and it went through in about 5 or 6 days. So it went through good, and I heard a lot of good comments back. I had, people actually contact me directly about it to say, where else can I get this? Can I try other beer? And so far the response has been very good.
I'm not a connoisseur of beer. I'll drink any beer, more or less. I presume most of the people interested in your beer are connoisseurs. Are there a lot of people like that here?
There is definitely, like they said in the U.S., where there was kind of a revolution with all the small brew pubs that has happening and is still happening. I think that's happening right now in the Czech Republic, where you've seen all these little brew pubs coming up, all these brew pubs that are breweries that shut down when big companies came in, bought them out, and shut down the brew pubs. People are coming in and buying these out and starting to produce, local, unique beers, and a lot of people are gravitating towards this. At least, I mean, that's what I'm perceiving and seeing, that you go to these beer festivals, and there's a lot of people looking for this. If you go online in the Czech Republic, there are a lot of people tracking, looking for the good, not necessarily just good beer. He's looking for a unique variety beyond just the traditional Czech, lager. So there's definitely, a buzz going on here, which is, I think, a good opportunity for me, because if they're looking for something unique, I think I can provide, something unique that we're creating, that was already unique in the U.S., and I'm sure it'll be unique here.
In 10 years, where do you think your career as a brewer will be? Where would you like it to be?
I would definitely hope at that point I'd be doing, full-time brewing. I don't want to get, too large. I'm thinking, for a brewery size, I'd be maybe doing batches of, 600 liters at a time versus my 60 liters, which, is just 10 times larger, but has a whole lot more beer. But, I mean, that's kind of where I like to be. I don't want to get too large, and I'm not sure if I really want to get into bottling, just doing the kegs at the brew pubs and maybe having people come to the on-site, on-premise sales.